when Simon Shin Ches, the halachas of Mukta, we're up to Sif Yud Aleph, and we'll be doing Yud Aleph through Tes Vav. Sif Yud Aleph, Machat Shleima, a needle, Mutter L'taltala little Bo Es HaKotz, it's a Klisha Malachto L'Isser, meant for sewing, but you're allowed to use it to take out a splinter, and that's using a Klisha Malachto L'Isser, L'Tzara Gufo. Whereas, Nitl Chuda, O Chor Shela, what happens if either the point of it or its eye, the hole, were taken, usser, then it's broken, and it's not the kind of thing that people save. V'chadosha shelo nikva adayin mutter, whereas a new one that they didn't get to make the hole in yet, that would be mutter. Pshat is, because people don't normally save a broken one, they just throw it out. And Memela does not have a shame kli for anybody, so you couldn't use it. So it's Muktamach was Gufa. You couldn't use it. It's our Gufa Makomo. Whereas a new one, sometimes people leave it that way and they use it for taking out splinters, unlike a broken one. Lemaisa, this would depend on societal norms, since we don't usually have needles that weren't where you didn't make the hole yet and you're going to use it for taking out splinters. And then the halacha would be that wouldn't be a kli yet. The truth of the matter is that that's what we call a pin today. We do have pins and we do use them, and they're Kalim Shemat Alisr, and you're allowed to use the Litzara Gufo. Shiyoro Machlitzoos. Machtzelos. A machtzelet is one of these. Machzelis is like when they make mats or rugs out of reeds or pieces of wood. So you have a leftover piece of it. Mutter l'taltalam, you're allowed to carry it. The chazi l'chasas bu tenufa, you can use it to cover up something filthy. V'mzorkon la'ashba mebod yom asal l'taltalam, but if you threw it out on Erev Shabbos, then not. A whole one, even if you threw it out, someone can use it. So it's roi. Sif Yud Gimel, Shiyare Matlonia Shebolu, a leftover shmata. Im Yeshbem Gimel Etzbolus al Gimel Etzbolus, if it frayed, and what you're left with is the size of 3x3 finger widths, Mutter L'Taltalan, you're allowed to carry them. You're allowed to move them. They're not Muktzah. Vim Lav Oser, that means the smallest size shmata that is not Muktzah is a 3x3 Etzbolus one. The Mishtabur brings down that this is only for Aniyim. Whereas, according to this daya, an oshir would need 3 tfachim by 3 tfachim. V'yeshmatir mafilemem gimel al gimel v'atshiu talisah v'vatsha lo yu talisah shal mitzvah. The second daya holds no. The second daya holds that you can use it. You can use it to wipe something, and therefore, no matter how small it is, it's not muktzah. The exception being a talis, if it's a leftover piece of talis, because of bizui mitzvah, we do not use to wipe spills. Sif Yudalid, mino chodesh, a new shoe, mutar l'shamto me'al adfus. It's being held in one of these forms made for shoes to give it its form. They're shaping the shoe in the first place. It was on there. It's now usable. You want to remove it on Shabbos. Halacha is you're allowed to, because its form that it's been sitting on is only a keli shemalach to le'iser. So even though you should move the shoe and not the form, why move the muktzah unnecessarily? But you're allowed to take the shoe off. Afal pi shemalach to le'iser. Keeping the shame kli olav mutar l'tatlo l'tzarek makomo. In the worst case, if you have to move the form, it's a kli shemalach to leheter l'tzarek makomo. So that's a kli shemalach le'iser l'tzarek makomo. So that is mutter. Sif Yudalid, or Sif Tezvav, Sandal Shenifzaka Ritsua Apnimis, Adayin, Sandal Shenifzaka Ritsua Apnimis, Adayin Torres Kliolav, Mutulataltalo. Now, the sandal they're talking about was a very open kind of slipper. This was basically like people have as bath shoes. Where the bottom of it was just one piece. It did not cover the whole foot. What held it to the foot were straps, and there are two straps. There's an interior strap and an exterior strap, If the exterior strap tears, no one goes and fixes that because it looks funny. If the interior one tears, then people do fix it. So nifzaga chitzona botla mitoras kli. If the pneum is broke, so it has toras kli because you'll fix it. If the outer part did, then you won't fix it, so it loses toras kli. Vaso letaltlo. Vimu bakarmelis. What if you're out in the street in a place that is not a rishus harabim daraisa? Mutter likrov olav gemi lach shumachol behema letakno. You're allowed to put on it a rubber leaf that is still moist that an animal would eat as a tikkun shelo yipol meraglo, so that it won't fall off. Ubechatzur shunishme shamaser. Whereas indoor in a chatzur, Chazal were not matirit. So the halachi is that once it's not going to be repaired, it's unusable. You can't wear this. This is not like a shoe that where there's some broken part. You can still wear it. This is not wearable. It loses its shame kli. Chazal were nevertheless matir to go and fix it with a gemi, in a way that's not permanent, because it's not muktz, it's machal behema, just so that you'll be able to walk with a shoe. Now, what happens if you're in a chutzner full of people and you're embarrassed to walk without a shoe? So the halacha is that you're allowed to wear it, lemaisa, you're only allowed to use a gemi to fix this thing in a carmelis, but you couldn't use a string because someone may end up tying it there permanently. Whereas with a gemi, everyone knows that even if you make a kesher, it's a temporary kesher because no one leaves the gemi there for good.